Hey, and welcome to Holy Week on Sunday Replay. My name is Jace, and this episode was recorded on Palm Sunday 2024. Now, if you're not familiar with Palm Sunday, it's the day that we celebrate Jesus' entry into Jerusalem 1 week before his death, and that's a story that we learn from the gospel accounts in the New Testament. On Palm Sunday, the people worshiped Jesus as he entered the city, and we call it Palm Sunday because they used palm branches to do that. So this week, here's Pastor Mark to share his Palm Sunday reflection.
This blessed day marks the beginning of Holy Week, which starts with Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, and that is in the four gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But Jesus' entry also foreshadows his upcoming passion. It's a sharp contrast to the joyful atmosphere. Passion refers to the events that lead up to Jesus' crucifixion, the Last Supper, his betrayal and his arrest, his trial, and then the crucifixion itself. With eyes that dare to see, what this day does is encapsulate the spectrum of human emotions. It's both of jubilation and of somberness. And this morning's scripture reading from Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2 and 19 through 29, it captures the essence of this momentous occasion. And to further expand on this, what I'll do is, and what we're going to do is just look at a couple of the verses from Psalm 118 that I'll briefly address. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Now, imagine this moment in time. The momentum for Jesus, and this is also for what the crowds believe that he represents, that for them, that is building to an all-time high. I want you to think like it's the World Series in regards to the fever pitch excitement going on, because Jesus is surrounded by throngs of people as he's making his way through. And they're lined up, and he's riding on a donkey as he's going through them on his way to Jerusalem. Their support is huge. These shouts of praise, these shouts of thanksgiving, that reception is enthusiastic beyond measure, reflecting their recognition of God's love and God's faithfulness, acknowledging that Jesus is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And here, friends, is a connection with the Gospel of Mark, and this is what we've been focusing on in this Lenten season. And so from chapter 11, verses 8 through 10 in the Gospel of Mark, it states, many people spread out their clothes on the road while others spread branches cut from the fields. Those in front of him and those following were shouting, Hosanna! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessings on the kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Now, Hosanna in Hebrew, that is often interpreted as meaning save us. Save. We pray. Save. You see, behind this shout of Hosanna is an urgency. It is so urgent because it is turning out to be this request by the people. It is a plea. It's a plea for salvation. It is a cry. Hosanna, a cry. A cry for redemption. It is a prayer. Hosanna is a prayer from a deliverance of various forms of oppression. It's a liberation from the Roman occupation. They want relief from social injustices such as poverty and inequality and exploitation. They want fulfillment for a new era of righteousness, peace, and restoration in God's kingdom. Open to me the gates of righteousness that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. And entering through the gates was Jesus, riding on a donkey, Oh, Jesus, he's not riding on a chariot of war as the Roman governor Pontius Pilate was doing on the other side of Jerusalem. No, Jesus, he enters with a humble declaration of peace, a declaration of redemption. Whereas there's Pontius Pilate on over there, and he's entering through the gates with a dramatic force of imperial power and extravagant grandeur. The stone that the builders rejected, well, it became, has become the chief cornerstone. And while we're told that Jesus entered Jerusalem with this great acclaim, he's entered into Jerusalem with celebration. He knows that once he gets into Jerusalem, that welcome, well, it's not going to be so much of a welcome by those religious insiders. He well knew that the reception that he is going to receive and did receive from many of the religious authorities and leaders, they was going to put his life in immediate danger. He was considered by these skeptical individuals to be a stone to be crushed. In other words, crucified, dead, buried. In the eyes of those following the Christ, the rejection of Jesus and his crucifixion, it was a horrible, horrible setback. The hopes of these people who were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna," it's crushed. What they had expected was a triumphant, a powerful Messiah who's going to overthrow the oppressors. But instead, Jesus endured suffering and death on the cross. What kind of Messiah was this? Ultimately, though, it was the means by which the divine purposes of God would be accomplished, in which extraordinary nature of the divine's love, grace, and redemption is going to be revealed. Faith community, Palm Sunday dawns with anticipation. It dawns with excitement. And just like the crowd did as Jesus entered in Jerusalem, there are shouts of Hosanna going out into today's world. That waving of palm branches, because there is hope in the air, there is expectation in the air, and there is a longing among us for the kingdom and the fulfillment of God's promises of that establishment of the Creator's kingdom here on earth. Yet, beneath the surface of our celebrations, there lies a tension. And that tension is between the earthly desires of power and prestige and the heavenly reality of sacrificial love. As Holy Week progresses, the cross looms ever closer, and it is a stark reminder of the cost of discipleship, as well as the depth of God's love for humanity. With eyes that dare to see, we witness Jesus' agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, his betrayal by Judas, and his unjust trial that was with Pilate. With eyes that dare to see, we behold the Son of God nailed to the tree. And in this moment of apparent defeat, friends, we are invited to see beyond the pain and the suffering of Jesus to the profound mystery of redemption, the mystery of God's unfathomable love that is poured out for you, for me, for all of us. To see the one who is bearing the sins of the world upon his shoulders. During this week, with eyes that dare to see, may we embrace the mystery of the cross and find hope in the promise of redemption. Let us dare to see through the eyes of the global church, through the eyes of the marginalized, and through the eyes of those who continue to suffer injustices and oppression. Friends, let us see through the eyes of the global church, those who are facing persecution and hardship. Let us see through the eyes of the marginalized and the oppressed, those vulnerable, the poor, the outcasts who continue to bear the weight of injustice and inequality in our broken and hurting world. And let us dare to see through the eyes of those who are suffering. Suffering, whether it is from illness or loss, grieving, personal struggles. With eyes to dare to see faith community, we are challenged. We are challenged to confront systemic issues of poverty and discrimination and exploitation, and we are challenged to work towards justice and reconciliation in our communities. With eyes that dare to see, we are reminded of the reality of human pain, and we are reminded of the need for compassion and empathy and support in times of trial. And with these challenges and with these reminders that are before us, we are called to respond. Respond with a renewed commitment to embody the love and grace of Jesus Christ in our world today. Friends, as we journey from Palm Sunday to Good Friday, may we deepen our understanding of the profound message that is contained within this sacred week. And with eyes that dare to see, may we become instruments of hope, catalysts for change, and vessels of God's enduring love. Amen. Amen.
It's time for the Sunday Replay Halftime Show, where every week we take a few moments to share about the opportunities that you have to connect with the faith community. This week is Holy Week, so you have a lot of opportunities to engage with God and with the church as we prepare for the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. First, on March 28th at 7 p.m., we have a Maundy Thursday worship experience. It's in person only. It's one of the few worship services every year that we don't put online. So this is only in person. And this is on Maundy Thursday, which is the day that we remember the Last Supper and Jesus' arrest. It's a reflective worship experience that includes communion, and it's for both of our campuses, Hollywood and Harmony, but it's at Harmony in Toluca Lake. Then on March 29th, both campuses will have their doors open from noon to 3 p.m. for Good Friday. And at Hollywood UMC and Harmony Toluca Lake, we celebrate Good Friday through self-guided meditation and reflection and prayer. So this is more of a personal space, but pastoral staff will be on site to speak with and pray with you too, if that's something you are more comfortable with. We hope you'll join us for this opportunity. But then on March 31st, Easter morning, we are celebrating Resurrection Day, and we could not be more excited about Easter at Harmony. At 10:30 a.m., we're having a full worship experience, including our contemporary worship band, inclusive teaching from the gospel, and opportunities for kids and families to learn in age-appropriate spaces as well. Then after worship at noon, we have an Easter egg hunt and all kinds of fun activities, games, and food for all people, but especially families with children and teenagers. And we hope you'll join us for that. If you have any questions about anything going on during Holy Week, you can contact Pastor Mark, and his email is mark, that's M-A-R-K, at hollywoodumc.org. Also, our Harmony Kids Zoo Adventure has been rescheduled for April 13th, so it's not too late to sign up for this. If you have children of any age, it's a free opportunity to learn about creation care and enjoy some time at the zoo in Los Angeles, but you do need to RSVP if you plan to attend. You can RSVP or send any questions to our family ministry director, Julia, and her email is Julia, that's J-U-L-I-A, at hollywoodumc.org. Now this week on the Harmony Podcast Network, I'm guest hosting Our Story, the podcast, where Pastor Mark will be sharing his faith story and how it relates to God's bigger story for all of us. Thanks for listening to the Sunday Replay Halftime Show. Now let's turn our hearts to God and worship together.
If you don't mind, put your hands together. Come on. God, we thank you for your great love. We thank you so much that truly, 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 you are faithful. When everything else seems like it's failing, when everything else seems like it's falling, it's crumbling, it can't be held together. God, you are faithful. We thank you for your love. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart to what brings on. Everything I am for your kingdom's song. As I walk from earth into eternity, go in peace.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay. This week's guests were Pastor Mark Stevenson and the Harmony Worship Band. This episode was produced by Donna Miller and hosted by me, Jace Lucas. Sunday Replay is a part of the Harmony Podcast Network from Harmony Toluca Lake, a campus of Hollywood United Methodist Church. You can find us on Facebook at Harmony TL or on Instagram at Harmony_TLC. We hope you'll like, rate, comment, subscribe, download, and share this episode. And if you're in Los Angeles, I hope that you will consider joining us next week on Sunday, in person or online, for our Easter celebration, Easter at Harmony. But if you are not local, please do tune in online or join us next week on Sunday Replay, because we'll be sharing all of the good news of Easter that day as well. Until then, as Pastor Mark always likes to say, peace.